Hello, my friends! Are you in the mood for a great-tasting all-natural soda? Well, it's been a really hot summer this year, and after you've been out cutting the yard or playing outdoors, you want a really good drink. Well, try a naughty soda! We make our sodas with all-natural fruit juices and spices. We also use pure cane sugar and agave nectar to sweeten them. If you like a nice, clean fruit flavor or a great root beer that's not too sweet, our Naughty Sodas are just for you. Naughty Soda, all natural sodas, made with all natural juices, spices, and sweeteners. Available at your local Georgia Growler store. Enjoy a Naughty Soda today! Welcome back, Achieving Reality, the podcast fans! We are still trying to figure out who that crazy deep voice guy was and how he got in here.
Miss Tina Ryan? I checked the videotapes. He just kind of apparated.
Is that even possible? Shit, we need better security. Well, you all don't need to worry about it. Sit back, grab a beer, and enjoy this Achieving Reality, the podcast. See you at the end.
That's great. It's got the echo and everything.
Good morning. It was too quiet in here. Honestly. How are you this morning?
I'm all right. Shh. I'm watching a movie.
Oh, you're watching a movie. Oh.
Yeah, he wouldn't bring down speakers.
I don't have speakers.
That's okay. I'll wait to hear the sound on Friday, I guess.
Oh, that was good, too. Oh, those were cool.
Wow. What I saw of it was really good, actually. Wow.
Oh, I love it, man. That was great. I got goose pimples. There goes Marissa.
Little work. I think everybody's in there.
You didn't put Evan in there.
I didn't put Evan in there.
Or Jerry.
Or Lauren.
Wow.
That was really good. I'm very impressed. We're never going to live back up to that.
Yeah. What are you going to do, right?
How many minutes is it?
Well, with all the tagging for 48 hours, I think it comes to 529.
Oh, wow. That's great, Chris.
Thanks.
You guys did a good job. Did you get any sleep?
When?
He got about 4 hours in between the 2 days, and then...
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I started at, 8 on Friday, and got to sleep about 10:30 on Saturday night, and then was back up on set at 5:30.
Yeah. And then... They had to do reshoots.
And then we, I got back home again around 11-ish.
Is that a time?
Yeah.
Does that come between 10:59 and 11:01, 11-ish?
And then I had to get back up the next day at around 8-ish to take the generator back.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there was some sleep had.
Some sleep. Yeah.
That was really cool, though, man. I'm very impressed.
I'm glad you like it.
I'm impressed with myself.
Yeah, because we...
You can't sit there. You're behind the music.
Oh, okay.
That's where the music goes. Okay, can't sit there. That's a squeaky chair.
So is that one.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be more squeaky because you'd be right behind, right in his ears.
I'm surprised, because we came back home and we crashed at least.
Yeah, between the two of us, we slept like 32 hours total.
I don't think we got up until like 5:30, right?
Yeah, we got up just long enough to eat dinner at Cracker Barrel, do a couple other things, watch some TV, and then crawl back into bed and sleep until the next day.
I was hoping you'd wind up at Cracker Barrel before you got changed.
Yeah, that would have been funny. I went and worked at the brewery the other day in that, and I was having to do other stuff. So I had to go to Little Caesars, and... what else did I do? I had to go somewhere else, and it was really funny. So I get up. Oh, I went to the beer store, too. I get up. I'm doing my part, and Dave's like, I'm hungry. He goes, have you eaten yet? I said, no. I go, but what do you want? He's like, let's just get some Little Caesars or something. So I was like, okay, I think there's one just up the street. And there is. It's a mile away. And I got up, and I'm in my outfit. I go, this is going to be really a big hit when I get to Little Caesars. So I go up there, and I get into Little Caesars, and I'm walking in, and there's a little girl at the counter. She's probably 16, maybe. Yeah, probably 16, 15, 16, 17.
Hard to tell these days.
Yeah. I walk in, and she's looking down, and she just got done serving one person, and she's like, welcome to Little Caesars, may I? Oh, my God. And I go, yes, you may. And I got the soft crust.
The pretzel pizza?
Pretzel pizza, which wasn't actually half bad. I really enjoyed it. And then we got a regular pizza. And then I went and got beer. The girl behind the counter at the beer, she's like, how are you today? Apparently not that good. Yeah, I got a little neck wound. And I think this thing on my back is infected. I'm not sure. And as I'm leaving, she goes, as I'm leaving, she's like, no, it doesn't look infected. You're still good. As I'm walking out the door. So it was very funny.
I can't believe you. That's funny that you wore that shirt. I'm going to write a check out.
Oh, okay. That's the last one in the book.
Yeah. Oh, that means you're out of money.
No, I have another book.
Okay. Yeah, she has another book.
So, yes, it was very funny. I enjoyed it. I guffawed. I might have chuckled or twirled a little bit, too.
I really kind of wanted to send you and David out for something.
Oh, he wasn't that bad, though.
No.
I mean, I made sure to have a lot more blood going. You know, I'm a bigger guy, so I bleed more.
Okay.
I have more blood.
Okay. If you insist.
I do. That was a lot of fun, though. I really enjoyed filming where we were, too. That was really cool. A little oasis in the middle of the city, so. And yeah, people were nice to even let us do it.
Yep.
So, thank you, people, even though you're not going to hear this.
Hopefully. The good Christian folk.
Yeah, that's fine.
Which is kind of odd that they were so enthusiastic about having a horror movie shot on their property.
With the devil.
I don't think they got a copy of the script before we started.
I don't think they really
cared. Matter of fact, they were
most of them not there, so. Yeah.
Out of town at the moment.
Yeah. It was neat. We got to do something like that again.
And there's tons of stuff on that property we didn't shoot.
Well, I don't mean we have to do it there, but...
We were going through. Me and Jason were over there.
Yeah.
The guy who was showing us around, he was like, he pointed out all these things. Oh, you got this, and you got this. There's a tennis court.
Yeah, that's up by where we parked.
My tennis court. I'll do a scary movie on a tennis court. That'd be fun.
Love, bunk. It'll be the phantasm ball.
We walked past the house, and he's like, "Oh, there's a really creepy thing down here." He's like, "In the root cellar, there's an old well."
Oh wow!
He's like, "We used to go down there and hide down there as kids." He's like, "I'm sure it's still down there. We hadn't been down there in 30 years."
Oh jeez!
I get over to Jason. Like, I don't think we're gonna shoot down there.
I don't think we're gonna shoot in the well.
Why not?
It sounds like something's been really cool to utilize, but no one's been down there in 30 years. There's no telling
what's down there, what's living down there. Heck, nothing's telling what's in the well. Ugh, all those dead raccoons or something. Yeah.
Well, no, it's got a big stone lid on it, so I have to push the lid off.
Hey, look, it's Samara.
So then if anybody watches our movie, it has 7 days to live.
And circle.
That'd been a good coda for the movie.
Yeah.
Just at the end of the credits, you have 7 days to live, and just scrolls by.
Everyone's like, oh my gosh.
Do the circle at the end, and then 7 days to live, and that rolls by. Check your phone. What? Wait, what? That'd be a lot of fun, be able to get everybody's phone number. As they come in, they have the thing, and we get a bunch of phone numbers, just dial them up.
Text them.
Yeah.
If I even think it's like,
what the hell? You have 7 days to live. From the monkey. What the hell?
I like your Mo Howard candy ball. Or is that Shemp? I can never tell.
It's more Shemp, I think, than Mo.
I can stare at you.
No, it was staring at me earlier. It's going to stare at you.
Why don't you have it stare at the listener?
No, two ugly faces together create an area of negativity in the middle that turns into a black hole.
It'll be a high pressure and a low pressure, and it'll start raining.
That'd be actually kind of funny.
No, because it'd get on your carpet.
God damn it, there's water on my carpet! I actually made that joke the other day. Person didn't get it.
Wasn't a listener, huh?
What?
Wasn't a listener, huh?
No, wasn't a listener.
So how did your Friday start last Friday? I know how mine started.
This Friday or just... Yeah, this Friday?
48-hour Friday. I'll tell the story from your point of view.
Let's see.
Mine's just full of excitement and adventure. No one wants to hear that.
The day just started normally. I didn't really do anything. I had to gather together... You know, a gun that we didn't use, and
yeah, it's a shame.
And it wouldn't have worked.
Why not?
I would have a gun, run around with that.
The shotgun may have been, I think, a little more.
It was a rifle.
A rifle was more believable, I think.
Yeah, that was because that was a little more believable, I think, because I mean, most friends of hunters, like if they were a hunting group. You're not going to walk around with a shoulder holster with a Sig Sauer P229 in it.
You don't know the hunters around here.
Look out! There's a deer!
There's a throwdown gun.
Yeah.
Just in case you shoot something you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
I
spent $1,500 on a throwdown gun. Oh! Boom! But, I did that. And then, let's see. The day went on. Got around 1 and Marissa came home from work, and that's when the fun started.
And we had lunch.
So while you were doing all that.
And Marissa had a nap, and then 4:30 rolled around, and
we got in the car.
Everybody in Atlanta decided it'd be a great idea to be on the road.
Yes.
So while you were doing all that, I got up, and I went, where'd I go to first? I think I went... to pick up the props first.
The guts, pipe, and gun?
Yeah. Went up to the spat cave.
Okay.
That's what he calls his little operation there.
Is his last name got spat in it?
I don't know. Oh. I think so. Anyway, I'm following the GPS up there.
It's Batman!
Don't mock him, dude.
I'm just... I had to use it. We do the bat gump, so I had to do something.
So I get up there. GPS takes me up there. And he works out of his home.
Figured.
And I'm looking for the address, and then I see this minivan in one of the driveways. Has a little Adam West era Batman logo on the side of it.
I'm That's like, neat.
That must be it.
Yeah. Wait a minute. There's a guy up here. Remember they did that... one episode of Dirty Jobs. And he makes masks and does stuff. Do you remember that episode?
Vaguely.
He got turned into a zombie.
Yeah, I remember that episode.
Was it that guy?
I don't think so.
The really kind of heavy set, really dark black hair.
He has dark hair, but not heavy set, really.
Oh. Well, I mean, it was a long time ago. Maybe he's lost weight. I'd have to see the guy. All right, so you went to his place.
And then knock on the door, and he opens the door, and exchange pleasantries, and he's like, okay, well, stuff he wants down here. So we go down to his house. He's got all these, I mean, they look like, collectible replicas, like the Nostromo and things like that.
Right.
And glass cases. But they're not. They're the stuff he's built, which is, impressive to begin with. And go down these wooden stairs into his work area. And first thing I see is this cardboard box about yay big.
Yeah, how big's yay big?
About that big.
Okay, about 4 foot by 3 foot.
It's filled with pulse rifles.
Oh, jeez.
Pulse rifles.
Yeah.
Just sit around.
Well, what do you expect?
There's
you got a lot of them. You just got to store them somewhere.
Like Colonial Marine armor draped over one table.
Did they turn on, or were they just like the rubber prop?
I don't know. I wouldn't mess with those. Messing with stuff.
I thought maybe, if you could look at it.
I could see it. I wasn't going to start manhandling all these valuable props. But I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. Uniforms.
You could have asked them. That's
weapons. Yeah. You got an entire wall filled with various firearms.
Oh, wow.
Go around the corner. You're like, okay, here's the rifle that Jason was interested in. And here's the pipe. And here's the guts.
Yeah.
Yeah. He puts them all in a rifle case.
Right. Yeah, he put them all in the rifle case.
But it turns out that he's the guy who designed and built all the props and armor for the Universal Studios Aliens attraction.
That's pretty cool.
So we explain the box of pulse rifles sitting at the foot of the stairs.
Which means they probably do work.
Maybe.
No, I don't mean they pulse, but they, you know, the counter lights up and you can probably cock them and, you know.
Yeah, they fire.
Yeah, they fire. They get the rifle rounds going in up too.
Yeah, got the grenade launcher. It's all good. So I complete the transaction there and then get back in the car and head back up to Roswell Road, which is fun, and pick up the generator.
Right, from Northern Tool or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Of course, can't park in front of the building because there was no parking in front of the building, no parking behind the building. So to circle back around the Starbucks and pull out, and you couldn't turn back left on the Roswell Road. So I went right, and there's a restaurant that was not currently open.
Is it like out of business, or no, it just wasn't closed for the hours?
This wasn't open for lunch.
Oh, okay.
So I parked there, and I'm like, oh, I'll just park here. And went back over there and talked to the guy and filled out the paperwork, blah, blah, blah. He's like, hey, just bring your car around. I'm like, that could be a bit of an issue. I'd have to turn left on the Roswell Road and then left into the parking lot. And I couldn't get there the first time, so.
Yeah.
So I finally make.
So his stress is lessening as the day goes on.
So I finally make the maneuver and get in there, and we load it up, and off I go again. And of course, Jason had sent out the message that he needed a hat for Blackburn's character.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You want either a straw farmer's hat or like a cowboy-esque Stetson hat.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I'm down the street from Party City. I'll go into Party City. They have cowboy hats, but they all look like Woodies.
Yeah.
And they have straw hats, but they're all sombreros.
You should have bought a sombrero.
I thought about it.
That'd been very funny.
I thought, and I had to pick up the fog juice, which we didn't use.
Did you get to return it, the fog juice?
Not yet.
I just keep it.
What are we going to do with it?
Make it foggy.
I don't have a fog machine.
I thought you did.
No, Jason had the fog machine. I offered it to Jason. He's like, no.
Well, if I had a fog machine, I would keep it.
We'll go get one.
Yeah, let me jump on that right now.
I'll give you a gallon of fog juice.
I'd use it for Halloween. I'd fog up that whole front porch.
We'll go rent one.
No. If I'm going to get one, I'm going to buy it.
We'll go buy one.
No. It's not close enough to Halloween where they're giving like 50% off yet.
That's after Halloween.
No, and the ones around us, it's the day before. And I can't go the day before because I could go watch a movie.
You got the Halloween
HQ. Actually, I don't have to go watch it. I just saw it. Cancel my ticket.
You can go down to Halloween HQ.
Yeah, it's right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't have one.
I know. That's where I got my newest acquisition.
What? That stuff on your ear.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Mommy.
I just clean your ear off, okay?
Can you clean it out, too?
No, I have to get a Q-tip with it.
No, just use your pinky.
Just use a pressure washer.
Oh!
Clean.
Ding! What?
So then it's ringing.
So you can find, obviously, a cowboy hat, mm-hmm.
Well, he found a cowboy hat, and that's not the one he was looking for.
That's not the one he was looking for.
So why did you go to one of those Halloween stores, other than Party City?
I had an agenda I had to keep.
Uh-uh.
So Linda, while I'm doing all this, goes to Walmart and buys all those snacks and drinks and everything, the coffee maker and the coffee pot and everything. Goes to Walmart, does all the shopping, loads up the car, comes back home, realizes she's left her purse at Walmart.
Yes.
With her brand new iPad in it.
Oh, no.
iPad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got a special deal. You get the iPhone 6 and then you can get an iPad for some reduced rate.
That's kind of neat.
I'm not sure why she bothered, but...
Because she wants her own iPad.
She never did before.
She just wants to be like you, man.
Everybody wants to be like me.
I don't.
Yeah, you do. Secretly.
No, secretly I do. I'm a closet Christopher Rey fan.
Yeah,
is that most people are. Closeted, I mean.
Don't go off.
So she did that.
So I get the text message from her.
Frantic.
Mm-hmm.
All caps, exclamation points, frowny face, this thing.
Can you describe that, please? To the listeners.
But, of course, I'm stuck in traffic trying to get to Randy's place to help him load his truck.
Right.
And I'm stuck on that.
Randy's the videographer.
Yeah.
I don't just... Okay. Some people realize.
But I'm stuck on that. Yeah, I'm going to Harugi that.
Randy's the Harugi.
So I'm going down the 85 frontage road.
Right.
Because I figured, well, I get on 85 because it's just going to be backed up. I'm going on the frontage road, save so much time. Well, they're both backed up.
Yeah.
So I'm like on the frontage road between North Druid Hills and the next exit for like 20 minutes.
Nice.
Oh,
and that's only a couple of miles, that frontage road,
mm-hmm.
from that point to that point.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And I'm in the lane to turn right.
Oh, even better.
So I can't imagine what the people turning left went through.
More.
Yeah. So I get up to where I got to turn onto the road.
Right.
I get another text message from Linda. She's gone back and reclaimed her purse and everything was in it. But now the car won't start.
Uh-oh.
So she's stuck at Walmart, having reclaimed her purse, but she's still got all the drinks and snacks and everything for the movie in the back of the car, which won't start. So I'm like, well, I'll get there, but I cannot get out of the traffic. I'm just bumper to bumper.
Yeah.
I actually have to go to Randy's.
Yeah.
I don't have a choice. So I text her, I'm like, well, let me go help Randy load his truck, and then I'll come back that way. I get over there, and by that time, Randy's already got his truck loaded, pretty much, except for the one box that had, like, all the tripods and all the metal gear in it.
Yeah, yeah.
It has
the big wooden box.
Yeah.
That's actually a really cool box, too.
It's a really heavy box, too.
Well, it's full of metal.
Mm-hmm. And got that hoisted up on his truck. And then we can't get pushed in because the little bits are sticking out. And we keep rearranging everything. That, and then we went inside and he showed me the cards and everything that we'd be using for the camera.
The memory cards, yeah.
So I know what I'm doing when I get everything set up.
Which is really kind of useless because he never knows what he's doing.
Yeah. I get out of podcasts every week, so. Yeah.
He fakes it real well.
Yeah, I fake it real well. Did all that. Came back out and texted Linda. Okay, I'm finished here. I'm on my way there. And she said, don't bother. She'd gone inside, sat down at Starbucks, and waited a few minutes, came back out, and the car started.
It's like your car.
Yeah, exactly.
So she was on her way back, so I was on my way back. She still managed to get back before I did.
And at that point, we were on our way to you.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. I get home and I text Larry, like, where are you guys at? We're on our way.
We're on 400 still.
It's a mess on 400.
We're in our driveway still. we've been traveling for 4 hours.
Luckily, so we leave at 4:45-ish. Right.
I don't know why you waited so long.
Because I had to pee really badly.
I turn around, come home.
And so we leave, and we're going to get Chris so we can go do the pickup.
Blackburn?
No.
Christopher Ray.
Chris.
You never heard of him.
You've never heard of him yourself? So we're going to pick up.
I think he's confused. He keeps thinking.
We're going to pick up the guy in your right ear.
And Harvey, you're going to get Harvey, right?
No, I'm not
going
to get Harvey. No, Harvey's never in anyone's ear.
He's to my left. That's who I'm talking
about. Not your right ear. The listener's right ear.
Oh, okay.
Unless I've got the microphone switched.
No.
So
I'm on the comb side.
What?
I'm on the comb side. You're on the Hannity side.
Whatever.
No, that's the way.
Go right ahead. You got it. So,
I don't want to be handed either.
So we go down to pick him up, and by the time we get there, it's
Marissa's on the Bort side.
Yeah, Marissa's on the Bort side. And by the time we get there, it's
6:30, 6:45. Because I know that Chris put in his GPS. I think it's going to take us like 29 minutes to get there or something.
Yeah, which took us another hour.
No, but it takes a little longer than 29 minutes. Because
so we get Chris in the car. I'm like, you want to load it? He goes, no, I don't have time. We got to go now. I was like, wow, I don't think I've ever heard him speak that fast. And we turn around in his driveway and get out and stop.
Well, I actually come out, walked around the building.
Yeah, yeah.
I was actually going to walk up to Steak and Shake. There's no way they're still up there near Steak and Shake.
Yeah, well, once I got into the parking lot, once I got into the parking lot, it was smooth sailing down to Top Spice or whatever that's called.
I was standing there for quite a little while. Actually, probably got at least as far as the main entrance.
No, you might have, and then we would have passed you.
Yeah.
Where are you? I'm at Greens or whatever.
I'm at the kickoff of it. What are you?
I walked there.
So we
walked there.
Yeah. So we get to the kickoff event.
Eventually.
It takes us about an hour.
No, it doesn't. It takes us about 40 minutes.
Okay. Whatever.
It was 20.
Sounds worse my way.
It sounds worse your way.
It was supposed to mean 29 minutes, but according to Chris, it was 40 minutes. So, you know.
Yeah, it's like 40, 45 minutes, give or take. And we get there. No parking. Now, there's no parking for two reasons. One, it's a mall, and there's a lot of restaurants in it. It's a strip center. There's a lot of restaurants in it. And number two, there's a high school across the way, and the morons who own that place didn't put up a sign, no parking for the high school football game.
But no,
so
they
come in.
But they allow it, though, apparently.
That's why I said they didn't put up a sign.
I know. That's,
which they should.
Because
they're not paying patrons. They're just taking up space from the paying patrons.
But we're not really patrons either because of that.
We were going in to do something there.
We were invited.
Those people are going across the street.
Yes, we were invited.
Yeah, we were invited. We were told this is where we need to be.
Okay, we're invited.
We paid to be invited.
Yeah. We paid our dues. So I have to drive around the parking lot.
I haven't paid our dues.
Well, you paid him back.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it was here, too, on one of our podcasts. So I had to drive around for 15 minutes while you guys picked the thing, or 10 minutes, whatever it was. And
you were driving around like 10 minutes after we got out of the place.
Yeah.
You were driving around for quite a little while longer than that.
And it's because I went to go see if there was any parking in the upper lot, thinking that you guys would take longer than, 5 seconds to hand in the paperwork and leave.
No, we didn't know. Well, because I'm running, and Chris is like, no, Marissa, go here. So I'm...
Yeah, she was headed to the theater.
I was headed to the theater.
Oh, no, it's that Indian restaurant next door.
With the paperwork.
With the paperwork, too. Yeah. And Chris is like, no, Marissa, stop. Go this way. Okay, I'll turn around and run towards...
So
I was afraid she'd get in the theater and run past the guy at the front door. And I get stopped by the guy at the front door. No, her. You need to go get her.
Get her.
Where's she going? I don't know.
Thing is, in my mind...
She's just running in the theaters randomly. There's a thing in here. There's a kickoff in here. Shh. I gotta find it. Shh.
I was like Forrest Gump, run.
Run, Marissa, run.
run, Marissa, run. So that happens. You guys text me and then call me, and I have to figure out how to get the hell back.
Yeah, but we were in there at least 10 minutes because we talked to the guy who was...
Yeah, well, I drove around for 10 minutes, and then I like I said, I was turned to go into the upper parking lot, and that's how I found out they're just letting the jackasses across the street park there and take up the whole freaking parking lot.
We drew the thing. We ran into the people from Spirit World Productions and said a brief hello to them and said a brief hello to Paula.
Yeah, but you know what though? I think, and this is just me, I wish when you came in that restaurant, I wish there was a little bit more signage. That's just my suggestion.
Oh, there's no signs?
A little suggestion.
There was, but it was back towards the back.
But it was in the back though.
It was a table tent.
There may have been
right outside.
No. There may have been a sign that we passed and didn't see, but
it's like a separate room though. I mean,
yeah, it's the party room.
That's my suggestion. But
well, my suggestion is to stop having it in some of the worst areas of the town that you could have it in. The pickup and the drop off. You need to have it in actually PC&E is probably one of the better spots. Oh. It's hard to get to.
It's hard to get to, but in the middle of the day like that, middle of rush hour like that, it's still going to be a nightmare to get to.
Yeah.
They need to have it just outside of town.
Maybe they need to have it earlier in the day.
Well, and the other thing, too, is if it's on a Friday night and you have a high school across the way, again, they need to be a little bit more specific about that, too, because...
No, that's the... the place's fault.
No, no, no. I'm not talking about the restaurant that we had to go pick up. No, it should be the shopping center's.
Yeah, that's the shopping center's fault. The manager say, hey, there. They need to say, look, guys, no. You can't do that. You can't say we're doing an event because every restaurant can have an event every single night of the week.
Yeah.
What they need to do is they need to say, you're in high school, you're going to go watch a football game, you can't park here because you're not a paying.
They don't have enough parking. Is that the problem?
No, I don't know about the school across the street, but there's plenty of places that they could park in. Instead of taking up all the parking lot for the Mellow Mushroom and the other two restaurants that are up there.
Well, they park on that side of the road because there won't be as much problem getting back out because everybody will be leaving that one parking lot at the same time.
Unfortunately, everybody's parking there too, so they have just as much. Because there's only one way in and one way out. There's two ways out. I think there's one in the back too somewhere. Three if you brought a helicopter.
But at the same time too, once we left there,
if you have a hovercraft.
And once we left the pickup place, and we had to go back.
Yeah, and then we had to go back and get all the stuff and load the car, and that was an ordeal in and of itself.
And then get from there to the place.
And then we passed the place.
Everybody did, I think.
Yeah, Chris just parked at the church and walked out because he thought that's what everybody was going to be doing.
Which wasn't a bad idea, but.
No, well, after we found out that there's really no way in and out of the area, and the little loop around driveway is not as big as I thought. But whatever, we did it. We didn't film that direction.
Yeah.
So.
But it was a great facility. I mean, it was just.
Mine was stressful from 4:45 until 8:45.
Mm-hmm. I guess about 8:30.
Kind of wish Jason was here to tell his story. Since he had to basically preside over a school fair.
Yeah, school fair. And then
until like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and then had to write the... While he's doing that, he had to write the script and print the script.
Get out there, wow.
And then jump in his car and get going.
Mm-hmm.
Did he come with Kim or did April come and get him? Because they worked at the same school.
Well, Kim left before
him,
Jason and April, so...
He's got another one of those fairs to do on the showing day.
Yeah, they apparently discourage things like filmmaking where he works.
Well, it's a school. Filmmaking shows you have intelligence. Most schools nowadays don't care. I mean, just look at all the people that are coming out of them.
Maybe they don't want him to
It takes a village to raise an idiot.
Maybe they don't want him to have a life after school, I guess. You know, they think school is all... needs to be his focus the whole time.
I don't know if it's real, but there was a thing going around Facebook yesterday. Something Hillary Clinton said that businesses do not create jobs.
It wouldn't surprise me if she did.
Who creates jobs?
Obama.
If businesses don't create jobs, who creates jobs?
Obama. Did you know that?
But I had a job before Obama.
He's nothing but... he's the savior of this country. Don't you want to be socialist?
Isn't that how we identify the Antichrist? People start claiming he's the savior.
Wait a minute! I thought I was the Antichrist. I was called the Antichrist once.
Yeah, but you know what though? Like Chris.
No, you're the pseudo Christ.
Yeah, but even
it's in the movie.
Even like Chris said, the company I work for has been on way before Obama was there.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
No, it hasn't.
I think what she's trying to say is. Government creates jobs.
Exactly.
So, you know, every once in a while the government comes into our office and says, well, we're creating a new job. And you need another person.
Really? Can it be me?
I don't think you'd want to work there.
It's better than what I'm doing right now, which is nothing.
But I would like to know, seriously, that's the podcasting. Case. If that's true.
Are we getting paid for this?
Didn't Tina write you a check?
No.
Oh, you need to talk to her. Harvey got one.
I gotta call Saul.
Harvey got one.
Yeah, well, Harvey gets paid all the time. He makes a lot of money at this.
But I'd like to know truly, if that's the case, then do you mean to tell me that the person that my company's named for doesn't truly exist?
Nope. It's all a figment of his own imagination.
It could just be like one of those.
This is all
things you had to look up on Snopes and find out it's just somebody screwing around. But
yeah, no,
it sounds like something she would say.
It sounds like something a lot of Democrats would say. But
just for the record, businesses create jobs, not the government. But the government creates some jobs.
Like
DOT. And,
yeah, jobs that have to do with the government.
Yeah, because the DOT is running short on people sitting in their truck drinking coffee.
They are? I'm going to go get that job.
I know. I'm thinking about it myself.
Speaking.
I was going to work, and 285 has been a nightmare all week.
Yeah.
Because they've had one left lane blocked off in the middle of rush hour.
Yeah.
Every day this week.
Yeah, well, because they're smart like that.
And then so I decided I'm going an alternate route on Friday. So I head down Claremont, and I'm in the left-hand lane because I'm going to get on 85 South, take it down to 400, take 400 up, and bypass 285.
Right.
So I get to the intersection there where 85 crosses Claremont.
Yeah.
And I had to wait through one light. I got all the way up to the front of the line, and it's red, of course. So it,
yeah, because the light's like a second long.
So we wait, and I wait, and I wait, and it's just about to turn green, and this truck comes through. They're painting lines, and he's going to paint the line that curves around in front of me and goes to the entrance ramp to 85.
Nice.
So instead of just driving through and finishing what he's doing, they drive through just far enough to block the entire intersection. And then stop. They all get out of the vehicles and start pouring bottled water on the lines they just painted.
Okay.
Four of them right there pouring bottled water. On the lines they just painted.
I don't care what kind of water it is, but that doesn't make any sense.
And they stayed out there through the entire green and into the red before moving on. So I missed a second light because these guys were pouring, I want to repeat this, bottled water on freshly painted lines.
So what kind of water?
Bottled water. Mm. Didn't you hear him say that?
I'm just making sure. Yeah.
Bottled, okay.
Not was just it, like hosing it down or something with a...
Yeah.
No, bottled water.
Was it big milk jug bottles or the mm-hmm. little the little 20 ounces?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my gosh. That's ridiculous.
So I almost don't make it to work on time taking my alternate route because of the DOT.
I want that job.
And the day before, they had a lane on Claremont blocked off. And when I finally got up there to see what was going on, it was a guy sitting in his truck drinking coffee. That was it. One guy, one truck.
Coffee.
Blocking off the left-hand lane, drinking his coffee.
Well, it's very important.
Yeah.
What? I would not get paid to do that.
That's either benefits package.
Well, all the coffee you can drink. None of that Tina's hot brown water.
You don't know. Lowest bidder, you know.
So, staying on the Georgia Department of Transportation.
Then we'll get back to our riveting story.
Yeah. Tangent. Did you hear about the asshats that decided to be a great idea to block traffic on 75-85 during rush hour earlier this week?
That doesn't surprise me, though.
Yeah, they did it in solidarity for Ferguson, Missouri.
What?
They weren't actually working? They were just blocking it?
Yeah, it's a bunch of protesters with air bunnies who were out there screaming, fuck the police.
Oh, it wasn't the DOT then?
No. Well, no, the reason I say the DOT, this is a state highway, mm-hmm. and they're blocked. Actually, it's a national highway because it's 75-85.
Yeah, it's part of the interstate.
The international highway system?
International highway system.
That's
a different one.
You can jump on 85 and go all the way to the North Pole. It's amazing.
Well, they're cool. Planning that
into Canada.
That super interstate that's supposed to run from Mexico to Canada, to Texas.
That would be great because then all the illegals can just walk up the street and jump off the bridges.
Well, that's what they were saying.
Into whatever state they want.
So they were saying it's for international traffic and...
Uh-huh.
All that good stuff.
It's called Let's Transport Illegals Quicker. So they're on there, and they're literally with bullhorns, and a lot of them are teens and 20-something useless wastes of space that live in the area.
That doesn't sound like they're going to be hood ornaments.
Well, they should have been. Out in the middle of the street screaming, fuck the police, our hands are up, don't shoot, and whatnot, in solidarity for Ferguson, Missouri. And if you know anything about what's happening in America, that's a big hot point mm-hmm. for...
It's a good thing their hands are up. That way they won't get fingerprints on my car when I mow them down.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. One of the ladies who organized it gets on and said, the common people are tired of being ignored. The common people want to put their word out. Now, I'm probably not... It's not a direct quote, but it's pretty close to what she said.
You're paraphrasing.
Yeah. The common people want to be heard, you know? And I'm like, and I'm not the only one. There's a couple of...
Start a podcast.
Yeah. There's a couple of radio heads that saying the same thing I'm about to right now. You stopped the common person from doing what they were supposed to be doing, and that's going home or trying to get to the hospital or going to the doctors or doing whatever the common person does.
Or going to work.
Home from work. Well, some of them might have been going to work. Yeah, it's the third shift, second shift. Yeah, second shift. Exactly. None of them were arrested. None of them got... And it was an illegal... I mean, you know, mm-hmm. We do have the right to, you know, whatever the hell, I can't even remember what the
word is. Right to assemble.
Yeah, right to assemble. But not
in the middle of the road.
Not in the middle of the road, and not in the middle of...
Especially not against the light.
Yeah. And not in the middle of rush hour
traffic.
In the number 5 most populous city in the country. We're the number 5 radio market, which means we're the number 5 most populous city in the country. We've also got the world's busiest airport. Mm-hmm.
Is that still true?
Yes.
And what if people were, like you said, trying to go to the airport to catch a flight?
It was the northbound.
The common people. Common people don't use airports.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Now, Mayor Kasim Reed didn't say anything. It was done in the city, so it's under his jurisdiction.
Of course not.
The police didn't do anything. Nothing. Except, you know, keep people from speeding up and running them over. And they let them do their protest for like 30 minutes, just blocking the 7585 area. I can't remember which one it was. I think they were on the connector. And I'm with you. It's just like, you know, the front 4 or 5 people should have been like, I think I'm gonna get a little blood on my car. I have to get home. I have a sick child at home. Hmm. Or, you know, my wife hasn't been doing well. Or, you know,
it's like Salisbury Steak Night.
It's Salisbury Steak Night. Or, oh my God, it's Taco Tuesday. I mean, for heaven forbid, you've missed Taco Tuesday, right?
$5 hamburgers.
No, that's Monday. You can miss that.
Damn it.
you can go to any Hudson Grill for that.
Oh.
So, I mean...
That would be ridiculous, Marissa.
Yeah, what the hell?
Salisbury Steak Night.
I mean,
different.
Yeah, it's Salisbury Steak. Taco Tuesday. I mean, come on.
You can make it Taco Wednesday. I mean, tacos are not...
No, it's Wacky Wednesday. You don't know what you're going to have on Wednesday.
That's why it's wacky, because I'm doing Taco Tuesday on Wednesday.
But
somebody stop me.
But the least they should have done is they should have been gathered up, and even if they didn't arrest them, give them misdemeanor charges. Give them tickets.
Make them stand on the corner with a sandwich board. I will not block traffic.
Hell, yeah, do that. You know? I mean, and I'm trying to be somewhat democratic here. I'm trying to be somewhat diplomatic here. I'm tired.
There's a difference.
There is. I'm tired. I'm trying to be somewhat diplomatic here and not...
You don't want to belittle the...
No. They had a point. What happened... They had a point, but if you wanted to block traffic in Ferguson and do it there... That's one thing. This is Atlanta, and we have got 6.5 million people
who were not involved in the
city and the outlying area. That, except for maybe family that lives in, you know, I've got family in St. Louis, which is Ferguson's a suburb of. Right. I got Marissa to speak for me today, but
you're just like peanut.
Yeah, exactly. But. It's not as big a deal here. We don't need 40 people standing on our highway blocking the common man from being able to do what he has to do. I mean, there could have been people having to get to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And now there's a huge line of cars in front of them. That ambulance is stuck in the middle. Whether you got your siren on or not, you're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's going to be some schmuck who's getting over into the emergency lanes trying to get around it and then sees what's up there and then stops because he's a schmuck. Whereas I would have just kept going. And I honestly think somebody should have, hopefully a semi, should have just gone up and just kept moving. Just kept moving, kept moving, kept moving. And when they're standing there, you know, over their front. And what's killing me is they're doing it for Ferguson, but they're basically egging our cops on, which who wouldn't do anything anyways because they're of the same creed. Fuck the police repeatedly. You know, I'm like, that's not real protest. That's just you being a shitbag.
That'd be great to have, just have a semi come. Well, they can't really can't have too many semis on 75, 85, though.
No, but what if they were going to deliver something into the city?
Yeah.
You know, so just, well, hell, even just a regular box truck, you know, a 25-foot box truck. You know, just move up. You know, as long as you got your doors locked, you just keep moving and keep moving and keep moving. If they stand there, you just keep moving. They're gonna move.
Don't pull a Reginald Denny.
Yeah. That was a semi. But
yeah, we got that semi, you know, they're out there shouting about the common man this, the common man that. He can just get on his speaker. The common man is 90% water.
Yeah. The common man needs to get out of my way, or the common man will be part of the concrete. That kind of shit's just bugging the crap out of me because they have no reason to do that here the way they did it. They could be on a bridge.
Well, you can protest things and make statements all you want.
Yeah, but you can't stop traffic.
Don't stop an entire city.
And I've changed my viewpoint. I said they should have been usually at the least arrested. No, they should have been at the least every single one of them ticketed for
obstructing traffic.
Yeah, obstructing traffic or something to that effect. Or having the right to assembly, but you have to fill out the form if you're going to do that kind of thing. So they should have been ticketed for that too, and that's a big one, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, usually permit violations carry stricter penalties than misdemeanors. And
well, but still, obstructing traffic in a massive, and you should get it for every car that you obstructed. You know, it's just like, by the way, there's going to be 1,000 of these. Minimum.
Because if you think about it, there in that backup, there were deliveries to be made, couriers there, people trying to get to work.
I mean, you know.
And every one of these people are going to be held accountable.
A woman having a baby, she had to get to the hospital.
Yeah, or somebody was getting like their fruit flower thing.
Oh, those
from edible arrangements.
And they didn't
organ transplant.
Yeah, organ transplant. You never know.
Yeah.
But every one of these people who were delayed.
People from Oregon are just.
I know. Every one of these people who are delayed in this are going to be held accountable. All the couriers.
Right. That's right.
All the delivery people. All the people trying to get to work.
The truck drivers.
They're held accountable.
Everybody.
Can you imagine you call your boss? I'm sorry.
The store that you're supposed to get to first. Be like, I'm sorry, I'm going to be late because there's a bunch of jackasses blocking the road.
Let's say, Larry, you're going to work. Your third shift, let's say, and you're like, you call your manager up.
Whatever. Hey, because they didn't report it until later that night.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine? He probably would say, are you making something up, you know? Or, I mean, what are you drinking?
That's her imaginary phone.
What are you smoking? I mean, whatever.
She's doing Bob Newhart.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can't imagine unless your boss is okay with all this, but.
Well, I mean.
Well, what you do is you step out of your car, take a picture, text it to him.
Yeah, or you, if you're in a truck, you just lean out the door and. Because you're up higher.
I say, hey, look, here.
Well, you want to be careful with that. You don't want to pull original Denny.
Well, as long as you're not close. You know, if you're a few rows back.
And there it is. Another Achieving Reality of the Podcast done. And you come away more confused and stupefied than ever before. The boys love doing this for you and truly want to interact with you. Follow them at facebook.com/achievingreality and chat with them, please. Also, Larry is working on getting another star on the show as well. Ooh, I wonder who it'll be. So, for Chris, Larry, and Harvey, I'm Tina saying, there goes another snake in the shredder. What the hell?
There was a big empty spot between them, though.
If you're one of the first people, you can jump out of your car, run up to them, and go, selfie!
Give me your sign!
Yeah, This episode of Achieving Reality, the podcast, has been brought to you by Domino's. Do you find eating is a religious experience? Are you looking for that next heavenly bite? Well, AR Foods has the answer. We grouped with a large food company to bring you Domino's. We deliver a heavenly meal to you 24 hours a day. Domino's specializes in loaves, fishes, wafers, and wine. Not enough food to feed your party? We are the miracle you're looking for. Domino's will multiply those loaves and fishes to feed everyone. Domino's, holy moly, we're so good, it's saintly.
Awesome.